You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. As we start this episode, I want to do something I haven't really done yet on this podcast, and that's talk specifically about CU Insight as a resource for all of you. CU Insight is more than just a website and more than just this podcast. It's really a hub for connecting the credit union community. For example, we've got the CU Insight MiniCon. The fall event just took place, and it's a virtual event that brings in some great speakers from inside and outside of the industry. In this instance, we heard from Bernadette McClellan, who spoke about deliberate disruption to empower leaders and teams to initiate change in their organization. We also discussed this with a powerful panel of credit union CEOs and had an additional breakout session or two as well. We have our mastery courses. Now, the next one is from Strum, and it's designed to go deep on strategy and branding over the course of a four-week program. So check that out. And then there are the podcasts. So beyond this one, you can find the Podcast Collective on CUinsight.com. That's got different perspectives and stories from top industry podcasters across the industry. And we have our own additional podcast as well. We have the CU Insight Experience, the CU Insight Network, and our Three Questions video interviews. We also bring in collaborators from across the movement. DCUC, Level 5, MeridianLink, Filene, Q's, and America's Credit Unions. These are leaders, consultants, and innovators who share best practices and thought leadership in their field through articles and in a variety of other ways across our channels. And then just check out our partners page to connect with over 45 additional CU Insight partners. For those of you looking for your next career move or the right person for your team, our jobs page is the go-to spot in the industry for that information. And of course, if you just want to keep a pulse on what's happening, our around-the-industry coverage on our homepage and the press releases section on CUinsight.com make it easy to stay current on the biggest news. So yeah, CU Insight is more than just a site. It's more than just this podcast. It's really a community resource, and I hope that you use that to your advantage whenever possible. And now, as we always do, here's John Pettit with our trending articles.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, "The Next Right Thing," from acclaimed Federal Credit Union's Christy Smith. The next right thing usually isn't shiny or easy. It's the tough call that stretches you and your credit union. This article nails it. Real leadership means stepping into hard conversations, tough markets, and big risks. Like opening a branch where others have closed shop, because access matters. It's about taking the road less traveled, trusting the process, and knowing that discomfort is often a sign you're moving in the right direction. Number two this week is Implementing AI Technology in Credit Unions, Balancing Innovation with People-Centered Values, from Quavo's Afy Summers. AI isn't just hype. It's helping credit unions speed up dispute resolution, slash busy work, and give members reassurance faster than ever. This article shows how smart automation frees investigators to focus on complex cases, improves job satisfaction, and redeploys talent where it's needed most. The big takeaway? Implement AI thoughtfully, communicate openly, and use it to elevate both service and employees. That's how you honor credit union values while building a future-ready organization. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
How well do you understand the psychology behind your members' payment choices? Valera's Psychology of Payments Special Report, developed in partnership with MasterCard, takes a behavioral science approach to uncover the conscious and unconscious reasons members use credit or debit. It breaks down three key frameworks: mental accounting, pain of payment, and temporal focus, revealing how these influence members' daily financial decisions. The research identifies two distinct mindsets: budgeters versus non-budgeters. Budgeters tend to prefer credit, plan ahead, and feel confident in managing their finances, while non-budgeters lean toward debit, focus on short-term needs, and often avoid credit due to concerns about debt and control. By understanding these mindsets, credit unions can personalize engagement, provide the right tools, and meet their members where they are, whether that's through rewards, automation, or hands-on financial guidance. Ready to turn insights into growth? Download the full report on CU Insight today.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators.
Uncertainty isn't going away. Smart credit union board members don't wait, they prepare. Attend CU's Directors Conference to stay ahead with expert insights, valuable peer connections, and practical strategies you can apply immediately. Strengthen your board and expand your impact. Learn more at CUES.org/DC.
MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver.
One of the things I enjoy most about my role here at CU Insight is talking with leaders from throughout the industry. I also spend a fair amount of time on LinkedIn connecting with many of you and our partners across the credit union space. Recently, I saw a post from Tammy Williams, who is the Chief Culture Officer at Capital Credit Union in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I had a chance to talk with her about what I saw in that post, which centers on employee appreciation and organizational culture. Tammy, you've shared with me that at Capital, employee appreciation goes far beyond a single day. You've said it's woven into your everyday culture. You have events like your summer bash at Badger Sports Park to personalize recognitions like the Living the Capital Way Awards. And just curious how these efforts tangibly shape the way employees feel about their work and their connection to your organization.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. One of the things I want to talk a little bit about, you had mentioned like the Living the Capital Way Awards, right? Those awards are very intentional. They bring our values to life. Our values are relationships and results, inclusion, knowledge, forward thinking, dreaming big, and having fun. And people have the opportunity to bring each one of those to life every single day. So recognizing the things that we're trying to live out every day, our vision, our mission, and our values, and by bringing those awards to life, it's fun to see how each and every person brings it to life in different ways, because we are all uniquely different, but how it comes together continues to drive who we are as an organization. And at Capital, what's really cool about that too is that we are finding that our engagement rates have continued to increase. We use Qualtrics to measure that, and we've gone from a starting base of like 60% about 4 years ago to an 86% engagement rate right now at Capital, which is absolutely amazing.
That is amazing. And I reached out to you after seeing a post where you were making pancakes for the staff. And you mentioned to me that appreciation is more than that. It's more than balloons in the break room. It's about making people feel seen and valued. And I'm curious, how has Capital's approach to recognition helped foster a culture where employees feel empowered to contribute and grow?
Yeah, again, thank you, Greg. I think at Capital, one of the things that we really celebrate are our humans. Again, we know that each and every one of them, everybody has something to bring to the plate. And flipping pancakes is one thing that happened to be as a part of a project we had launched. And it's the little things that really do add up. But what's really cool, it's all of it that's fostered and the ripple effects throughout the organization, because we also have Cheers for Peers that people do for one another. So it's just part of who we are day in and day out. And our foundation here at Capital, we're also a caring workplace. And through that process, you can see that care and concern for one another just coming to life every single day. All of that just fosters who we are and really sets a really strong foundation for a culture for us to continue to do the good work for our members, all of our employees, as well as all of our communities.
Sounds wonderful. And having known you for a number of years, I know this is your passion, and it's been thrilling for me to have the opportunity to speak with you on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. It was great to see you as well.
And there you have it, an enjoyable conversation with Tammy Williams of Capital Credit Union, located in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home of the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. And here's John Pettit for our number one trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Debunking the Myths, Why the Hispanic Market is the Core of America's Economic Future, from Coopera's Victor Coro. Latinos aren't just part of the economy. They are the growth story. This article smashes myths about immigration, income, and identity, showing a community that's diverse, rooted, and reshaping the future. With $3 trillion in buying power and the youngest median age of any group, Latinos are tomorrow's market today. For credit unions, the message is clear. Stop treating them like a niche. Start designing products, messaging, and services that meet their needs authentically or risk getting left behind. I recently asked Victor, what's one practical first step credit unions can take to move beyond translation and start building truly authentic, data-driven engagement with Latino members?
I think a really practical first step is for credit unions to stop treating the Latino market as one big group and start digging into the data to understand how diverse it truly is. Translation alone can't tell you if your members are first-generation immigrants sending money home or second-generation professionals buying their first house. Those are very different financial journeys. They may not even need translation into English. So the first step I would recommend is doing a simple segmentation exercise. Look at your member data, maybe add a short survey, and identify a couple of distinct groups within your Latino membership. Once you see those patterns, you can design products and services that actually meet people where they are. That's what moves you from just translating words into Spanish to truly engaging in ways that feel authentic and relevant. Now, there's another thought here, and it's the way in which we frame the Hispanic market, and that really matters. If we only describe this market as unbanked or underserved, it sounds like a problem to solve and, frankly, a burden. But if we highlight that is a growing, digitally savvy, loan-oriented community, it feels like an opportunity for the credit union. So that shift in language isn't just semantics. It fuels buy-in inside the credit union, and buy-in is what drives real impact because, you know, and people would like to work on opportunities. So that would be a couple of thoughts to that question.
Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Great to hear from Victor Coro and all of our participants this week on the CU Insight Trendline podcast. I'm Greg Miklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.